Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwali Saikautau. In North Carolina, it is another night without power after someone shot up two electrical substations over the weekend, cutting power to large swaths of Moore County. From member station WFAE, Nick De La Canal reports a curfew remains in effect there.
Traffic lights remain dark across much of the county, and many gas stations have shut down. The local hospital system is running off generators. At a news conference, Governor Roy Cooper said investigators still haven't found who's responsible for the attack, and said he wants utilities to ramp up security.
Protecting critical infrastructure like our power system must be a top priority.
Moore County has opened a shelter for residents to charge electronics, connect to the internet, and warm themselves from the cold. Duke Energy says most residents will have to wait until Wednesday or Thursday for power to be restored. For NPR News, I'm Nick De La Canal in Carthage, North Carolina.
As winter fast approaches and holidays near, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of elevated virus levels, including RSV, COVID-19, and the flu.
Flu hospital admissions reported through HHS's hospital surveillance system, which were already high for this time of year, have nearly doubled during the last reporting period compared to the week prior.
That's CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky speaking at a CDC briefing earlier today. In Alabama, that state's attorney general is calling for executions to proceed. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports that's despite the governor's order for a temporary moratorium after repeated problems with attempted lethal injections this year.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey had paused executions while prison officials conduct a review of capital punishment protocols. She asked Attorney General Steve Marshall not to seek execution dates in the meantime, but Marshall says execution should not be delayed for long.
And so far as I and my office are concerned, there is no moratorium, nor will there be, on capital punishment in Alabama.
In September and November, Alabama prison officials called off executions after failing to set IV lines for lethal drugs, and in July, it took 3 hours to execute a death row inmate. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The children of actress Kirstie Alley have posted on social media that their mother has passed away after a battle with cancer, noting it was only recently discovered. Kirstie Alley was most famous for her role as Rebecca Howe in the NBC sitcom Cheers. The Wichita, Kansas native went on to star in the films Look Who's Talking and Drop Dead Gorgeous. She was 71 years old. This is NPR News. From New York City. Japan's surprising run at the World Cup is over. Earlier, Croatia beat the Japanese men's team on penalty kicks. It was the tournament's first match to go to extra time and a penalty kick shootout. From Doha, Qatar, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
A taut back-and-forth match was tied 1-1 after more than 2 hours of play, but then Croatian goalkeeper Dominik Livaković took matters into his own hands. Literally, in the shootout, he blocked a record-tying 3 penalty kicks by Japanese players. Jubilant Croatian players said they want to prove their country's second-place finish at the last World Cup was no fluke. Teary Japanese players lamented the end of their run, which featured upset wins over football powers Germany and Spain in the group stage. Japan missed the quarterfinals again. The Samurai Blue lost round of 16 matches in 3 previous World Cups. Croatia now plays tournament favorite Brazil, which cruised to a 4-1 win over South Korea. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Doha.
In Ukraine, deadly missile attacks are again being reported there, just hours after Russia claimed Ukrainian drones hit 2 air bases inside Kremlin territory. Meanwhile, earlier on Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled in a Mercedes to a heavily damaged bridge that connects Russia to the illegally annexed peninsula of Crimea. Putin toured the key structure that was partially destroyed by a truck bomb some 2 months ago. Russia blamed the damage on Ukraine. I'm Dwali Saikautau, NPR News, in New York City.